right, now we have some exciting audio here. Jake, who has the role that has been eliminated through salary reductions of Yuck Monkey, Afternoon Drive Yuck Monkey.
Yeah.
And so it's up to you to come up with some kind of funny thing. And you say that this is the funniest thing.
That's the funniest thing you'll ever hear. Funniest thing you will ever hear, Gordon.
Funnier than Dina Schlosser Tumor or...
Well, we didn't hear that. That's right. Maybe that's 650 whenever the outline of you is gone in Looney Tunes style and we can play
God,
it at 650.
God heard it, and that's what scares me.
No.
She's forgiving.
Yeah, so what do we have here?
Okay, Jake? So P1s may be familiar with the Wednesday night football program that we run here on the station, Intentional Grounding, featuring the Dallas Morning News' Robert Wolanski and David Moore. They run promos during the other day parts on, maybe you'll hear Tuesday, Wednesday, and you hear these for all the shows.
It's
Giorgio does them for the Musers, yeah. Donovan does them for us. They're about 10 seconds long.
Mm-hmm.
It's just here's
that's the goal. 15 seconds.
Yeah. Here's what's coming up on the show tomorrow. In and out. Bang, bang. It's really just to kind of remind you, hey, here's Jason Witten's tomorrow, in case you forgot you were going to be out having a sandwich. We'll have the sandwich and listen to Jason Witten. The thing is, the ones that Robert does are very long. They're very, very long.
And the way he does them, it's always very apparent how they could be considerably shorter. Like, just, hey, we're going to be on at 7, and Charlotte Jones Anderson's joining us at 7:30. Intentional
wow.
grounding.
TC said that. I'm
TC
more just commenting
and
on the...
Jake schooling Robert Wolanski
no.
on how to write concisely and...
It's terrible.
I'm saying they're long. He's offering opinions on how they could be shorter. Mine is more of an objective. And so we have one of these.
This is the pudding.
This is an actual... This is the one, I believe, for tonight
God, I love
that
pudding.
Mino has here.
Hi, it's Robert Wolanski, and it's Wednesday night, one of the most special Wednesday nights of the year. It's an intentional grounding before Thanksgiving. Join
obviously.
David Moore and me tonight when we ask many questions about the Philadelphia game. Among them, are you kidding? Pitbull at halftime? Whose idea was that? Well, it was Charlotte Jones Anderson's. And the executive vice president of the Dallas Cowboys will join us, as she does every Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, to discuss that questionable musical choice. So join David, Charlotte, and me tonight from 7 to 8 here on The Ticket for Intentional Grounding.
Okay, TC, rewrite that.
And I think yeah. Gordon said earlier that he referred to that as a Intentional Grounding podcast promo.
No, I did not. I said
you would perhaps be able to subscribe to a feed on iTunes where they would auto-load new promos, and that you would have to delete them, or you wouldn't be able to take pictures of your family because your phone would be
suing
full
you.
Of them.
I'm
something
suing
to listen to on your drive home.
Oh, yes.
A false claim.
It's like a long, it's like cereal. So, Mino and I found a couple of old promos in the file management system up here that we have. And these are from, I guess it was at one point, maybe Intentional Grounding was going to be on every night. So they recorded these promos, but these never aired. So we've got four of them. Let's hear one now.
Hi, this is Robert Wolanski, co-host of Intentional Grounding, the thinking man's cowboy show heard from 7 to 8. Here on The Ticket. Coming up on tonight's program at 7:10, drawing parallels between 1948's Battle of Huai He, which pitted the Chinese National Army against the People's Liberation Army, and the Cowboys' recent struggles in the secondary. Then, at 7:30, which Cowboys wide receiver most aptly represents the tension between civil society and Islam in the Arab world? And at 7:50, we're joined by former Cowboys running back Avion Kayson. That's tonight.
Okay.
Myself. Okay. Yeah.
So he's kind of filling out there for
you. More. Yeah. 7 to 8.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Right. Stop it.
Sports Radio 1310.
Okay. We got it. We know the station.
AM. Yeah. 96.7 FM.
So what is your criticism of this, Jake? What are you saying here? That he's reaching?
No, I mean, it's the thinking man's cowboy show. I think they say this is the NPR on The Ticket, right? They say this is the if the NPR had a cowboy show, this is what it would sound like.
Uh-huh.
And then the promos are very long, so I feel that this is...
And then I have a guest there. I feel like he was promoting a guest.
We have another?
Hi, this is Robert Wolanski of the Dallas Morning News and Intentional Grounding, heard Wednesdays 7 to 8 here on The Ticket. On tonight's show, at 7:10, the importance of stopping Bears quarterback Jay Cutler early in tomorrow's contest, as illustrated by an examination of Prussian soldiers' inability to protect the Burg of Saarbrücken against French advances in 1870. Then at 7:30, the power of narrative in Truman Capote's In Cold Blood, and how it relates to the power of narrative in determining the future of Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett. Then we close at 7:50, discussing the impact Ralph Nader had on consumer protection with former Cowboys linebacker Bob Brunig.
I don't know. That's a good idea. That's
7 to 8 here on Sports Radio.
Okay, again, yeah. It's really long on the out cue.
FM,
yeah.
The ticket.
Yeah, okay. So yeah. That one sounds even a little bit more interesting.
It's amazing they get all this in an hour.
I know. It's, sometimes they have to cut into the top 10
it
by 15 minutes or so. Yeah, TC's run it before. Faye will tell you. Anyway.
When Bob Brunig's answers are a little long, yeah. Maybe they have to.
Right. He's talking about seat belts.
He's got a lot to
and,
say.
And protective on caps on Tylenol, and then it just runs over. So we have two more here. Number three, Mino.
Hi. You're listening to a voice that strives to distinguish itself even among the cacophony of sound that is this radio station. The voice of Robert Walensky.
He's never
coming up tonight
himself,
on Intentional Grounding with myself and my trusty confrere David Moore. At 7:10, the Cowboys attempt to strike a balance between run and pass as explained by the melding of fiction and reality in Herzog's classic, The Enigma of Kaspar Hauser. Then, at 7:30, is December for the Cowboys more or less important than the Battle of Barnet was for the House of York when it soundly defeated the House Lancaster in 1471?
He's not
then,
that into history.
7:50, how the guy who feeds footballs into the jugs machine at Cowboys training camp feels he is doomed to forever be an instrument of the bourgeois. Tonight, on the ticket, from 7 to 8,
yeah.
Central Standard.
Yeah,
nice clarification.
Yeah, thanks. Otherwise, I would have been off by an hour. And there's one more, and this one is really, really...
I'm questioning the authenticity of these promos.
Mino found him. He'll vouch for
on
it.
On the record.
Let's hear the last
standing
one.
Up for my friend
Let's
Robert.
Hear the last one here.
Ciao. This is Robert Walensky, the Dallas Morning News, and co-host of the Ticket's Thinking Man's Cowboy Show, Intentional Grounding, which is named after a football penalty outlined in Section 8, Article 2 of the NFL rulebook, thusly, when a passer facing an imminent loss of yardage because of pressure from the defense, throws a forward pass without a realistic chance of completion. A realistic chance of completion is defined as a pass that lands in the direction and the vicinity of an originally eligible receiver.
Thank you.
Tonight's curriculum includes...
Curriculum?
How the recent resurgence of former Cowboy Martellus Bennett mirrors the rejuvenation of Marx's historical materialism as first outlined in the thesis on Feuerbach. Then, at 7:30, how Scott Linehan's refusal to make in-game adjustments can best be explained by the dentiological commitments of Kant's categorical imperative, first introduced in Grounding for the Metaphysics of Morals. Then, at 7:50, Charlotte Jones Anderson discusses the new lineup of corny dogs that will soon be available for purchase at Cowboys Stadium. All of that tonight, from 7 to 8, on Sports Radio 1310, Amplitude modulation.
Okay.
All right.
Jeez. Good Lord. We have a special guest.
I bet we do.
Do we have Robert on the line now?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to the hotline here. Let's see. Can I punch this up? Is he up already?
Yeah, he's
there. Hello. Robert, is that you?
Yes.
I just heard it before, too.
Have you heard this besmirching that's going on by these whippersnappers?
You mean you?
It's not me. I swear to you, this is not me, and that's I'm hearing them at the same time that the rest of the world is.
No, I just got in the car. I'm actually on my way to a meeting, but I got a my Twitter feed is giving me nothing but glowing reviews of Jake's impression. So.
You know, I will say this: the impression is pretty good.
Well,
Jake, did you know that you could do a fake Robert Walensky? And I think it also is digitally altered.
It is certainly digitally enhanced. I can do no impressions, but I gave it a shot.
But people have said that they'd rather listen to you do me than me do me. So.
No. Come on now, it's all in fun.
It would make my life a lot easier.
I think you should be pissed, Robert. I think you should be pissed off at Jake.
I got to tell you, in all the years I've been doing ticket-related things and been on the ticket, this is the first time I've ever felt like a member of the ticket family.
Oh, yay! Hey.
Best friends! Yay. All right, Robert, we're actually running late here, so we're going to have to let you go, but we thank you for calling up and forgiving Jake for his transgressions.
And you can hear Intentional Grounding tonight at 7.
You can, but tonight from 7 to 8, but I believe there have been several promos that have suggested as much. So
exactly.
There have been. And do you want to tease what you're talking to Bob Brunig about tonight?
No guests tonight. No rambling guests. No drunken guests. No, just David and me, and that alone should be delightful.
Well, thank you, Robert. That's Robert Wolanski of the Dallas Morning News and The Ticket.
Don't
very
ever
good
call
stuff,
here
Jake.
Again.
No, call here again. Actually, very very funny. I like the explanation of the show name just all of a sudden. It's such an, during a promo, during a 15-second promo to dedicate some of your chronological real estate to that.
Clarification.
I don't know. All right.